Welcome to Because Your Business Can't Wait, a series of podcasts focusing on CA's service availability solutions. I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech. When it comes time to plan service availability improvements for an organization, where do you start? Sarah Meyer, Solution Director for Service Availability at CA, says it's good to begin by defining our terms. What is service availability? So there's a lot of pressure on the IT department these days. Not only is it imperative for them to have a greater understanding of the business processes, but also to have the technical understanding to improve service and to keep it continuous and to control costs as well.
That's right. In fact, that cost point is important. You can't just throw more bodies to get better service. IT departments are not, in fact, able to expand their budgets dramatically. What they have to do is figure out a way to change the processes that they employ. And that may include changing some of the products, but a lot of it has to do with a process change. And these transformations are hard. It's important for IT when they decide this is the kind of transformation we know we need to do, we know it's going to be difficult, and we know it's going to be disruptive. It's going to be disruptive on people, but we can't let it be disruptive on service because business won't tolerate that. But it's important to acknowledge the scope and have support from all levels of the business and from all levels of IT management and from the level of IT contributor. It's important to have the support and to provide the kinds of information, expectation setting, and education to make sure that this transformation can be successful.
So what I hear you saying is that this transition is essential and inevitable for IT departments, but it can't be done without a fair amount of planning and thinking beforehand. How can CA help IT departments to think about and plan this transition?
Well, CA has thought a lot about how we can help our customers make this transition. We've applied it internally at CA, where we've also been undergoing a lot of change. One of the things that we've learned as we've tried to understand how to help our customers adopt this new model and these new best practices, first you have to start with discovery. You have to discover where you are today. You do an assessment of where you are. You also want to look at what are the most important things for IT, what are the most urgent problems, where are the biggest problem areas, and the biggest mysteries. Often IT departments find that they're not always sure what the sources of persistent problems are, for example. So we're going to look for those pressure points. We'll work with customers and talk about maturity models. There are plenty of maturity models that are already published out there. ITIL has some. We've produced some, too. We have some maps that we make available to customers on our website that they can take a look at and see where they think they might be. We have some assessment tools that are online that customers can use. But we want to work with our customers to assess where they are, where they want to go, and find out what their goals are. Once we find at some starting points or pressure points where they might want to begin, since this is a transformation across all of IT, you got to start somewhere. We find the places that make the most sense and will yield benefits, and we want to demonstrate the value of the investment, not just in products, but the investment in change, so that people can feel confident that this is the right decision, that this is the right direction, and that you can bring along the skeptics with you. We create a blueprint. We create a phased implementation plan that includes protecting your investments and other vendors' products and integrating those into this proactive, consolidated solution. We want to identify improvements in the products, the processes, and the skills of the people in IT and how these can all come together to deliver on those business services that we've talked about. And as I said, it's important to set expectations about goals for each phase. One of the key things about this kind of transformation is that it's a journey of continuous improvement. It's important to make that commitment to continuous improvement, to understand that you need to assess, plan, implement, and then continue to measure and assess and plan additional changes.
So I'm an IT manager. I've engaged CA, and I recognize that this is a process. It's going to be ongoing. Where do we start?
Well, as I said, we work with customers to discover and assess where they are now. Of course, IT departments aren't at one level of consistent maturity throughout IT. There'll be a lot of differences, and we'll see where those are. But often we're going to look at a really important pressure point, a place where we think we'll be successful first. For example, let's say that we're going to start with just one aspect of IT and service availability, and that might well be the network. That's such a critical part of making service available to everyone. We might start with a network availability solution that can itself later scale into a broader service availability solution. We could start with a network. We integrate and consolidate the information around the network, both the voice and data networks, and make sure that that's implemented in place with products and services and this transformation, a new way of doing business that's proactive, that takes the events and performance information from across the network into a consolidated manager of managers view. We've already correlated those events to make sure that you're not being presented with a lot of noise and repetition. We can apply policy to those events and do proactive management. We can do automated corrections to make sure that we've expedited problem resolution as much as possible. And then once the company is comfortable with that, we continue to measure. We get reports on how we're doing. We continue to measure how that network availability is working. We can plan a next phase of improvement. And then when IT feels comfortable with that model, what we can do is move along to another aspect, like application management. And in that case, we come back and do some additional discoveries, some assessments. We put in place an application management service availability solution that integrates with a network availability solution. And this is how we can gradually and incrementally start building this continuous improvement model that we would call service availability.
All right, Sarah. Well, as we wrap up here, perhaps you can let our listeners know, what 3 points do you want them to take away from this podcast?
Lot for an IT department to undertake, and CA is available as a partner in this process of continuous improvement. We have the products and services and expertise to help them along the way. And finally, what I would like to say is that we understand that this is a pervasive, big change, and we work with customers to discover a good starting point. That starting point might be, for example, focusing on network availability first, and scaling that up to service availability. You might start with database availability or application availability or systems availability. And again, scaling that up over time in service availability is part of this continuous improvement as you transform IT.
Well, it sounds like CA has really created quite a roadmap to help an IT department out when planning service availability, and I appreciate you taking the time out today to talk to us about it, Sarah. Sarah Meyer, Solutions Director, Service Availability at CA.